Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:1-2. This epistle was written by Paul, who had been selected by the will of God to be an apostle, which is one who is sent. Paul was commissioned by the will of God to deliver the gospel to the Gentiles at Ephesus. This epistle is addressed to the saints and the faithful in Christ Jesus. This epistle deals with the habitation of God, which is the church, the body of Jesus Christ, in whom, Jesus Christ, ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit, Ephesians 2:22. The church is built upon Christ as the chief cornerstone, and the building blocks of the church are known as saints. The epistle of the Corinthians is addressed to the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, 1 Corinthians 1:2. Though not stated in the epistle, we draw the conclusion that the saints in Ephesus were indeed the church of God at Ephesus. These saints were not known by the sectarian names that cloud religion today. As the church, they were saints because of their sanctification by God the Father, Jude 1:1. Various names of religious groups were unknown in the pages of the New Testament. Therefore, with what authority do we have for them today? The answer to that question is simple. Jesus said just prior to his ascension to his Father in heaven to take his place at the right hand of God, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth," Matthew 28:18. The teaching of the apostles sent by God to Ephesus stated with absolute authority, "God hath put all things under his feet and gave him," Jesus Christ, "to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all," Ephesians 1:22-23. As the head of the church, Jesus has all authority over the church. The church is the fullness of him that filleth all in all, and therefore it needs no other organizations that identify themselves as a church. God had a divine plan for the church, and the identifying mark of those who would make up this glorious body. But man has not been satisfied with the simplicity of the church, and therefore we see many religious bodies and called by many different names. God is not pleased with such. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.